Worlds Apart, the Two Basic Worldviews. Worlds Apart, the Two Basic Worldviews. Every worldview belongs to. Part 1, Dolores Cannon Review. I have a funny inner GPS, and yesterday it spoke funny. I was sitting in front of my computer minding my own business. Then I suddenly had this stink little voice from inside plead, please just tell me what to do. And I'll do it. I sat motionless for a long time. I have never heard a voice from inside me be so meek, so moocher-like, so pleading. Ever. It was so not like me, that I considered that it may be real. I contemplated to write an article about it. But before I'd do it, I decided to run it by my trusted Activate Divinity class, to get a perspective on it. It is like WTF is happening to me? The class, judging from the silence and the emotional response, was very familiar with the voice and the feeling. As if this is what they heard all the time. I muscle tested and it wasn't my voice. Lately the dark side has become very active, and they broadcast energies of bad feelings almost all day. But in addition, they figured it out, or learned it from me. They infuse the bad feelings into water. You know that feelings are energies, and energies can be infused in water, right? Nowadays when I attempt to energize my water, I get all freaked out. As soon as I get close to the water, I am filled with doom and gloom. It takes me more than 20 minutes to be able to connect to source strong enough to bring down the energizer to energize the water. So, until I figure out something better, I have returned to energize my water in the energizer pitchers, just like you. Returning to the beginning, I guess. Anyway, later in the day I got an email from a student with a link, go listen to this interview, she says exactly what you say. So, uncharacteristically, I did go and did listen to the interview. The interview was a radio interview with Dolores Cannon from Arkansas. She is called the most enlightened person on the planet. This article was inspired by that interview. Dolores Cannon is a prolific writer, if I caught it correctly, 17 books to date. The latest books is The Convoluted Universe. She is a hypnotherapist, specializing in UFO sightings, UFO abduction, past lives, angels, time travel, and moving from one dimension to another, accidentally. Very popular topic, she has a huge following. Her personal vibration is 100, the worldview she disseminates as the truth sits at 1% on the 1 to 100 scale of truth. She is like a second messiah, she is here to tell the world that they don't have to worry, the ETs and the UFOs and the guardian angels and the first, second, and third wave of volunteer souls are here to protect us from annihilating the planet and end this wonderful experiment, that is, by the way, on its 4th, 5th, 6th? Run. Each of these numbers represent a culture that knocked themselves out, but didn't explode the Earth. So life continued and started pretty much from the beginning, each time. She is here to tell us that she knows how it is, how it was, what the Bermuda Triangle is, and that will be all right. What is her source of knowledge? If you guess that she experienced any of this, no, she hasn't. Her method of collecting absolutely irrefutable information is through deep hypnosis. Her hypnosis clients report about alien abductions, time travel, volunteering for Earth duty as a soul. Now, here is the problem, hypnosis accesses the subconscious. The subconscious is like the gutter, everything that you heard, thought, dreamed about, saw in a movie, in a comic strip, everything you are afraid of, you don't understand, goes into the gutter of your mind, into the subconscious. Then, in hypnosis, it vomits it back. What happened and what didn't happen but you were afraid it would, etc. comes out. Especially if you came to an UFO/past life/ET specialist. That already always gives a filter, a frame, a direction for your subconscious, and it will vomit selectively, to please the specialist. Dolores Cannon has never experienced anything, has never connected to source, has simply gathered and reinterpreted those vomits. To the tune of 17, long books. People love her. She is considered the most enlightened person on the planet today. Wowzy. Continued in part 2.